Hello, my dear. This is the greatest meeting special designed for you to empower you with the greatest inspiration and motivation. As you know, historically, human beings was impossible to break through this 5% of the human potential barrier, you know, to use that because another 95 is coming from God. So this is what our meeting about. We are meeting daily in Global Prayer Chain, where all 8 billion plus people are welcome. Does subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, and more about us is below the video. Turn on the playlist and listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7. This is a part of Global Peace Forum to unite all humankind in Global Prayer Chain, uniting people or organization to finish Ultima Global Peace by 2027. There were so many miracles at our meeting, so stay till the end, enjoy till the end. Subscribe the channel, share this video message to billions as everyone want to live in peace, even to you, prime ministers and presidents and kings and anyone are invited to this meeting to pray 1 minute at 7 p.m. your local time. Let's go with powerful music, powerful quotes, and words of God, and actual meeting. Enjoy! Okay, this was powerful music for today. Let's go with the powerful quotes, words of God from Messiah and coming. These are words from the philosophy of peace, the last words of God to humanity. So let's read a bit, get a soul inspiration, motivation through the word of God. World peace through a supra-denominational movement. From the viewpoint of the wheel, we are in a situation similar to Jesus in his relationship to Israel and Judaism. In other words, the environment that exists in front of us now is similar to what existed in Jesus' time. Because this is such a time, it is given that we should develop a supra-denominational movement. Having this conviction, we need to carry out operations in two fronts. As much as we have been dedicated to restoring our people, we also must do our utmost to promote a supra-denominational movement. We already have established the standard this requires. Okay, let's read a bit more. God's will is to save the world. And in order to save the world, we need to pass through the stage of being supranational and supra-denominational. Look at the founding spirit of America. That nation was established from all nations based on Protestantism. It was founded with a standard that transcends nationality. However, America did not establish a supra-denominational standard. Even though it was international, it was not supra-denominational. Hence, it falls upon us to create the supra-denominational standard. As we do, we are bound to develop a teaching that transcends nationality and even the world. In terms of electricity, my role is like that of a power distribution station. As long as the power plant does not break down, the electric lights will come on. I'm here to power the light bulbs in every home. If I illuminate their homes, they are bound to be pleased. What I'm saying is that following this principle is the way we should make one world. We should not bivouac in making one world. That is why I need to present concrete measures in leading involvement to unite religions. As the last days approach, the movement to unite religions will grow and develop. People on earth may not know about God's work that is being carried out behind the scenes through religion. Nevertheless, God is leading the advance toward the united world, and the religious realm must form structures to cooperate with such work. That is why a global movement called the International Religion Foundation has appeared in opposition. To this, Satan has formed a single system that stands opposed that religion. That system, which is centered on the evil God, arose based on an ideology that oppressed religion. It denies God and advocates materialism, which treats matter as absolute. It also advocates humanism. It has formed a world that has nothing to do with God. I have devoted my entire life to placing God's love. I have walked that course in the position of a true son of God. You have to pass through the same course. If you can completely success, feel on that course, there will be no problem that we cannot solve. That is why I founded the Interreligious Federation for World Peace with the founding of this organization. It is now possible for religions to cooperate in realizing ideal families and societies with God at the center, a united world. Please say a powerful prayer for peace 2027. You know, today's topic we have to attract God's inspiration and motivation. Please pray.
All right, let's bow our heads and pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful time that you've brought us together to just say a word and to just give you thanks for this wonderful day and these wonderful people that you're praying together with. We ask you, Lord, that your presence be among us as we continue spreading your word. We are asking for peace in Kenya, in every other country, and even every country represented in this meeting and globally, dear Heavenly Father. We are asking for peace. We are asking you, Lord, to continue guiding us and reminding us that you are God and you are good. Lord, we trust on your faithfulness because, Lord, we are not making a powerful prayer, but we are praying to a powerful God who's going to bring us peace, both individually, even as in our families, and also globally as a nation and as a country, and also globally with all other countries. We ask you, Lord, to continue being with us and to continue giving us enough strength to hold on and to know that you are God and you are Yahweh. And whatever we've not prayed for, may the Holy Spirit intercede. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So powerful prayer. So nice to hear how you speak with God. Hey, it's very good. Thank
you.
Please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. Finally, after billions of years from Adam and Eve till now, you can be with your children. And here we are. You inspire us across the globe. And I pray for everyone who joined this meeting. Dear Heavenly Parent, you inspire us to pray for Peace 2027 and for greatest inspiration and motivation that we see in the cosmos and all creature. Everything have life and everything have this new original energy that is true love and is moving the earth and everything, the planet and all mathematical crystal clear principles. And the greatest powers in the universe and even the spiritual world, the unlimited power of true love, dear Heavenly Parent. We feel this love at this concrete moment, at this concrete meeting. And I pray for my sister. She pray in Africa and I'm in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent. We united two countries and two continents. I pray for the bishops, archbishops, priests, even the Pope, religious leaders, scientists and philosophers and billionaires. Some of them was at our meetings in 948 meeting a row as we are doing daily, bringing peace brick by brick, building it in the whole planet. Dear Heavenly Parent, we pray for our brother in all 8 billions because you ask us to pray for the sick and we see how much are suffering our brothers and sisters, all of them from simple people to presidents. All of them are ready to give life for you, for God, but unfortunately, the Satan moved them to fight with each other. Dear Heavenly Parent, and therefore, there is no peace. Dear Heavenly Parent, we pray for all our brothers and sisters, especially those in power, all presidents and prime ministers to live substantial peace, dear Heavenly Parent, to unite hearts together with God, with only begotten Son, only begotten Daughter that you send now, the Messiah is coming through parents. They build already Heavenly Kingdom the 12th year. Just remain to inherit it in our life, in our family, community, country, and the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this day as a pure offering. Everything what we did, we pray concretely, and as we are the cells of our human body, all 8 billions, there is a wound in Eastern Europe and Middle East. We pray for them, for the healing, this wound, big wound, and dear Heavenly Parent, and we pray for our brothers and sisters. Heavenly Parent, please protect us and our families, our communities, country, the world. He is substantial. We don't want to go astray, but we want to focus concretely, unite with Heavenly Father on one hand and Heavenly Mother another. Dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nikolai Kirpala, Center Plus Family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters across the globe, Pakistan, Africa, Asia, and Europe. Yeah, see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Please come, not alone, please come with your friends, families, communities, everyone, to rejoice together, to feel this love and share this love. Yeah, see you tomorrow. Even Prime Minister and the President, happy welcome, everybody, want to be in peace.